All right, hey, thanks for joining us again for another episode of Deal with the Devils. We're going to jump back into our chapters. This is the second part. The first part is right under your feed. by the time you're listening to this, probably been out a week or so. Go listen to that first, obviously. Listen to the whole show before this. Why not? Just sink like 30-something hours into it at that point. Yeah, I don't know. Usually this is where I news dump anything that we'd have to say for the show. But really nothing changed in the last week, so.
Something did change in the last week.
Oh, wait, what happened?
Jujutsu Kaisen Zero came out.
Oh, yeah, JJK Zero did come out. It was very good.
It was good.
Hell yeah. We can get into that in just a minute after the break. And yeah, cue the music. And we are back for real now. We're going to jump back into our chapters with chapter 93. But before that, James, you saw JJK Zero?
Yes, it was good.
I saw it too. It was good. It was definitely good. It sure felt like the manga, which...
It was pretty much beat for beat.
It was pretty much beat for beat. I was surprised with how far they were able to stretch some of those, like, fight scenes, though, and I was really impressed, especially with, like, Gojo Miguel, like, just talking about the stuff that was actually in the manga. Like, Gojo Miguel was really good. Obviously, the final fight was spectacular.
And, like, oh, it was
all
great.
All the fights that were in the manga were spectacular. And then just all the extra added stuff was really good.
I liked how, like, I felt like Maki shined more in the movie than in the manga.
I wonder if that was, like, they found out that, like, wow, people like her a lot from the anime and then, like, the manga from later on. So, like, let's give her a little more shine. Or, like, flesh her out a little more.
Yeah.
It was really good. Yeah, no. Getting to see... Spoiler... Obviously, you know, sorry. And I don't think we said anything yet that was, like, spoilery. For the movie, because we just said the fight names, but spoilers, skip like 20, 30 seconds ahead from now, but it was nice to see that very end, like, post-credits with, like, current design Yuta. I was like, yes.
I felt so bad soon. That I did not know what was going on. Like,
Oh my god.
Like, I memory hold a lot of it. Like, I was just like,
You figured it out though, right?
I figured it out eventually.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I forgot any of this happened at all.
The fact that, like, if you take that on a timeline and, like, they just put it in the, like, they just, like, cut that scene out and put it into the anime, that would be, like, they'd show that in, like, episode 4 or 5 of, like, season 3.
Yeah.
Like, post-Shibuya. It would be like, wait, why? This is why. It's like, but nope, it's just a little teaser trailer thing at the end of a movie. Like it's friggin' Marvel over here.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, no, it was really good. I wanted to go see it in dub also, but I was pretty sick the last week, and I didn't start really feeling sick until the day after I saw it subbed in theaters. So I was kind of like, I'm not going to.
Yeah, I watched it dub, and me and my friend almost missed it just because, like, there was a traffic accident, unfortunately, on the way there.
Jesus.
And we literally got there like a minute before, like, the movie actually started, so we were just like lucky when we got there. Also, apparently I picked the wrong theater that was, like, the other side of Dallas.
Oh, no.
So, like, you know, Dallas is pretty big. So.
I was honestly really surprised that my local theater was showing it. I was really thankful because I didn't want to drive to, like, usually have to drive to at least Sanford or Orlando or Jacksonville for, like, one goodness. Of these showings. So,
I mean, my local theater to, like, showed it, plus. But I wanted to see it with my friend because his suit got, like, into JJK. Like, he's, like, super hardcore into it. At least the anime, by anyway. By that extent, but...
Hell yeah. Well, I'm going to give a quick mini story so far of what's going on. Obviously, you know, this is not the entire story so far of what happened in the series. I'm just talking about the last 4 chapters. But the last 4 chapters, we essentially... the whole team finally got back from America as they're getting ready for the start of the... is it technically the fall tournament? I guess it's the fall tournament.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Where we got a kind of a glimpse at like team names and who's going to be in each block. Not too much.
Sakuraba, abandoned his sponsorships.
He's no longer sponsored by Crystals.
Yep. He can't get that French dip in Swiss anymore from Arby's.
Sad. So sad. But it's for a good cause. It's to further his football playing career.
Yes.
And Yuki Mitsu has not currently made the team. He got passed over for the two random basketball players as the other starting wide receiver spot. So very heartfelt, couple heartfelt chapters. Sure hope we get some more heartfelt, like, tearjerkers. And no, I'm just kidding. We're about to get some silly stuff these next couple ones. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So I'll jump right in. Chapter 93, titled A Binding Oath. We get a shot of Senna, the Ha brothers, Mamori, Monta, Kurita, Komusubi, all standing around with Mamori holding a what looks to be like a dry erase board marker.
Mm-hmm.
Say, at last. The fall season starts at last. And Kurita's like grasping, and you hear like, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. So I almost said his little heart's beating. No, his gigantic heart's beating. That boy's got like, if you put his heart in a normal person's heart, they'd be like, they have myocarditis. Their heart's huge now. Like, no, it's normal to scale for him. It's fine. Anyway, Mamori has been crossing off days on the calendar. And it seems we only have 3 days to go until the fall season starts. We get a shot of classroom where it looks like everyone, including the teacher, is looking back at something going on. And we see Crash! You slide and block. And it's Jumanji as he's slamming the desks around with Kuroki and Tagano. And Senna's sitting right behind them, like trying to take like notes and shit. And he says, we did a hook block, right? And Jumanji's like holding up the play cards, right? And,
yeah.
Tagano says, he wants you to get through between him and Kuroki. Got that, Senna? Senna's like, right. There's hardly any room, Tagano, or Kuroki saying that Tagano is the one giving the instructions. Anyway, they're just being a bunch of knuckleheads in the middle of class. This is a time for learning, young ones, please. and Tagano says, should we set it up wider? And the teacher's kind of like, those aren't your seats. Which is even better. They're just disrupting the class, not even using their own property.
Yeah.
Monta says, but if it's that open, you can't hold the passing wall until I get up there. The teacher's looking at Monta and Komusubi. Komusubi's got his little fist in there like, hum-hum. And the teacher's like, you two don't belong in this class. And it looks over at Taki, who's sitting like in the corner with his own desk. And he says, and you aren't even a student at Damon, are you? And he gives him a little thumbs up. He's like, ha, I'm a mid-season entry, 100%. It's like, you're just trespassing.
I'm the Green Ranger.
Yeah, I'm the Green or White Ranger.
Or White Ranger, yes.
I'm the same guy. I'm our mid-season acquisition. It's great.
The mid-season cure.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, Precure and Power Rangers, I mean, it's all Sentai. It's all the same.
Good. They all follow the same beats. Same.
We love it. Squeak. 2 days left as they cross out another day on the calendar. And Kurita, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. He's getting more and more nervous as the whole team is practicing at night. Senna comes home to his house with a palm tree out front. It's very swanky.
Mm-hmm.
Says, I'm home. Ack. As he kind of crawls his way up the stairs. His mom's doing, you know, anime mom things like swinging a ladle in the air as she screams. Home this late again? She's pissed. She comes into the kitchen.
Says, an extremely rare appearance of the cat.
Yeah, I know. I always forget Senna has a cat.
This is never mentioned
also,
again.
The mom has like a real Urasawa face.
Yeah,
like,
she does.
Straight out like 20th century boys. It's pretty good. She says, can't you say something to him too? School activities are fine, but he's not studying at all. And she starts smacking Senna's dad we presume, with the ladle as he's trying to read the paper. And she screams, "Are you listening?" As he kind of brings down the newspaper from his face. And I'm pretty sure, don't quote me, is this the first time we've seen Senna's dad?
I believe we see them before they go off into America.
I think so, briefly. I think it's very briefly, but this is probably the most detailed shot we've ever gotten of him yet.
Yes, because this manga is very famous on focusing on the parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like the look.
This is the most dialogue the parents have had in a whole, like, ever.
Yeah. I also like the non, like, I don't care what's going on look
that he has.
Like, he just, like, adjusts his glasses. It's like, you made me skip my funny pages. I was reading Beetle Bailey, damn it.
I was reading Marmaduke.
That's
I'll never know what the dog's going to say next. Anyway, we find Senna in his room as he's kind of like hiding like half under a little futon with his blanket and everything with a light as he's reading over the cards. It's a sweep. I learned that already. And we get a knock on the door. Senna, are you in there? And Senna looks over and this is such a detailed shot of his face.
Yeah.
Like in such a inconsequential panel, but it's really good. His dad says, despite what your mother says, I've never seen you so excited about anything before. I don't know what you've been doing or what you're aiming for. And we get a shot of a flashback of Shin. And dad says, but as your father, I'm behind you. Follow it through to the end. And Senna says, I will. Very quietly, I wonder if his dad hears him. Meanwhile, is this... Yeah, this is just Monta's house. The exact opposite of, like, a dignified, like, scene of, like, you know, your parents, like, giving you that push, that fist pump to go on ahead and follow whatever it is you're doing. Monta's just passed out with comics and water bottles, probably, like, some kind of tea in them, like, footballs, junk food all across his bed.
Yeah.
They're both working towards the same goal. It's just one of them's doing it a little cleanlier. And then squeak, one day to go, as we cross out yet another day on the calendar. And Kurita getting ever so more anxious. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. As now this panel is just his face.
My poor guy.
Just a whole shot of his face. The poor guy. Everyone's in the clubhouse. Someone says, is Kurita missing? Mamori's looking at her flip phone. She says, I haven't heard from him, and he's already left his house. Monta screaming at 7 in the morning. But the fall season starts tomorrow. And Senna is kind of leaning out from the clubhouse. Looks around and says, where could he have gone? Komasubi and Mamori are all concerned. And Hirama,
Komasubi is distressed.
He's very good. He's like, big brother, no, where are you?
Yeah.
Big brother, wherefore art thou? You went out last night going to get me oats. O's, or like whatever, the cat that wants the O's. O's, brother. Anyway, Hirama does not look distressed at all, because I think Hirama is a little more composed than them right now at this point, because I think Hirama knows where Kurita is, which is fair, because we get a shot of the gym and of Hirama making his way towards the, I guess what would we call this, what do you call it? Like a gymnastics triangle? Like, what do you call it?
That's the vaulting. Isn't that the vaulting horse?
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. I always forget what those things are called.
I think that's what they're called. Either way. The vault or the vaulting horse. But Kurita. I mean, Hirama's shadow looks like creepy, like Nosferatu creepy.
That's good. Yeah, you're not wrong. We notice that the horse is shuddering and chattering and making noises such as that. And Kurita is under there. Hirama says, just as I thought, you damn fatty. Whenever you're scared to death, you hide in the vaulting horse. If I looked 2 inches over, I would have known the name of the damn
thing. Great. Oh, well. Close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Kurita says meekly, Hirama, do you believe in reincarnation? And he screams, what? Could I be a high school student? Just one more year?
That's a good Hirama face, too. I like that angle.
Yeah, it really is. Kurita says, "This isn't anything like last year's fall season. Back then, I thought we'd have another shot. But now this year's... Since elementary school, it's been my dream. And when you and Musashi joined the team, I was so happy. Now it all hangs on tomorrow." As we get some shots of little Kurita watching a football game, I love how childhood Kurita is still the size of a grown man.
I know.
And then Musashi and Hirama and Kurita reading Football Monthly from a couple years ago. And Kurita continues on, says, "In the end, even Musashi didn't make it. Can we win for sure in the first round tomorrow?" Hirama says, "It doesn't work that way. No game is ever 100% guaranteed." Kurita says, "You mean if we lose to Amino?" And Hirama says, "That's it. It's all over." Now, Kurita, getting a little bit more emotional, says, "I hate this. Why should we only get two chances in our whole lives? I'd do it over and over. I don't want to play tomorrow's game. And against Amino of all teams, what are we going to do?" Hirama says, "So you mean you want everyone to play nice and make you feel better?" As we hear like a ka-ching. And he just starts blasting.
Oh my God.
Absolutely blasting. As he screams, "Stop blubbering, you damn fatty." We just get like... And we get... I can't tell if this is... Like... I can't tell if this is supposed to be dialogue right now or if it's from a flashback because it's in like these black
word bubbles.
What do you think? I think it's from a flashback.
Yeah, I think he's just recalling something he's heard.
Probably.
Or has said.
But someone says, "You're all alone on the field. Nobody's going to save you." And Kurita, after the barrage of gunfire has ended, says, "Huh? When you shot at me, I shifted and now I can't get out." And he's kind of bouncing around in the horse. Hirama says, "You'll have to figure that one out for yourself, too." So, this panel's so good. These panels are so good.
Yeah.
Little Kurita is stuck in the horse and walking down the halls of the school. Says, "I wonder if the equipment room will have a saw or something we can borrow." And as they walk past the old club room, and Kurita says, "Oh." And you can just see a little mouth coming
it's
off
so
from
good.
The fucking horse. That's fantastic. There's already so many good faces in just this chapter alone. Kurita says, "Hirama," as he like sticks his hand out from the horse. "Look, it's the first year's room two, the TV. As a three-man football team, we swore in writing that we'd go to the Christmas Bowl." He says, "Let's go see it. Musashi could change his mind too." Hirama says, "He won't." And Kurita stops, and Hirama stops as they look at the TV. And on the next page, we get an incredibly detailed shot of basically everyone from the team now. Everyone, you know, at first it was what we had, go for the Christmas Bowl. 1, 2, Kurita, Hirama, Musashi down at the bottom, but the rest of the TV has been filled out with Yukimitsu, the basketball players.
Well, I'm going to say... Senna. I'll let you finish first, then I'll say what I want to say about
no,
this.
No. You all know who's on the team. They're all here.
Okay. This is, like, really early lettering here. And they're just, like, basic fonts.
Oh, my God, I know. It's so good,
It's though. Just, like, such a, like, good example of, like, how far we've come.
I know.
In manga lettering, and it's, like... They're literally just like the fonts you find on like Word.
they went graphic design is my passion, yeah. Except it really was, and this is what they had to use at the time. Poor them. Kurita says, "Hirama, when you said before that we're alone on the field, that's not true. We're not alone anymore." And Kurita just blasts out full force out of the horse. this is a fantastic panel. I love it. I love to see it. We transition over to everyone kind of getting off the bus as
Oh yeah.
Mamori says, "Why here all of a sudden?" And Senna's a little shocked, too. And they're all out front from Tokyo Stadium. Is you know, everyone's screaming, it's Tokyo Stadium. It's huge. Senna thinks to himself, this is such a cool place to play in the Christmas Bowl. Kurita says, it was exactly 3 years ago that Hiromu Musashi and I were here. The three of us looked up just like we are now and swore that we'd make it here. And we get a shot of everyone else on the team now looking up towards the stadium. And Hirama, brandishing, you know, his standard armaments, says, that's not enough. Coming here means beating Ojo, Seibu, Shinryuji, and of course the Amino Cyborgs in tomorrow's game. We've got to beat them all. And we, you know, the Ojo, Seibu, Shinryuji has Shin, Kid, and Agon in there. And Amino's got, I can't remember his name for the life of me, but they're like quarterback
who Munakata.
We all thought was like their teacher. Yeah. Who's incredibly smooth. Do not like the look at him.
He's too shiny. He oiled up for this panel.
He oiled up. That is true.
Also, this game falls on a very...
Yeah, I just noticed that. It is September 11th, the start of the fall season. And we see that basically the field is brandished with fireworks. Everyone's excited. It says National High School Football Championship season opener. And that's the end of that chapter. As we jump into another iShield 21 Survey Corner, investigation file number 25. Spill the manager's secrets. So, this is sent in by No Name Given. It says, because I'm a huge Devil Bats fan, I want to become manager and always have provisions on hand. Tell me what to bring to make everyone happy. And Devil Bat bursts out of their suit, says, here's another one who wants all kinds of information. If the list for Ojo's players wasn't bad enough, this volume seems to call for a whole lot of research, damn it. And it says, provisions that we keep them happy. Let's see. I'm going to go left to right. Senna, tape for preventing injuries. Monta, bananas.
God, I love it. I love the gag. It just never gets old.
It never gets old. Kurita, if it's food, he'll eat it.
Also Hirama, bananas, I guess.
Yeah, so bananas. Hiruma, slaves. All right, buddy.
Okay, no.
Cut it.
Hiruma, you're canceled, buddy. I mean, you were canceled like chapter one, but...
Yeah, you've been canceled. You would not last a minute.
He's like, he's Babylon B right now.
Oh my God.
He's rolling with Jesus. It.
Jesus. Yukimitsu, sports drinks. Komasubi, rice balls.
You know what has Jumanji. Lots of...
What was that?
I was like, you know what else has a lot of potassium besides sports drinks?
Bananas. We could knock off three of these guys.
You could knock off four of these with just bananas. I mean, look, rice balls with nutrients. What's very nutrient? A banana.
It's true. Jumanji going with the old school lemon slices in honey.
He's yes, so sir. Fancy. Like, he is so like...
That's like the AAU kid, like my mom brought...
Well, his dad orange is rich, so like money. His dad's like a rich businessman, isn't he?
Yeah, actually, that makes a lot of sense.
This really tracks.
No, that tracks. Kuroki wants some goddamn break time. Same, buddy. Tagano would love if you brought him some manga. Any will do. I just want to read my comics. Taki wants applause.
I thought it said applesauce at first when I glanced at it. I was like, what?
Hey, buddy, I know you want some apples, but we bought bananas in bulk. So, like, here. He's just like, I guess this will do. And then he tries to eat it, and, like, he grabs the banana the wrong way, and the banana flies out, and the banana peel falls down, and he slips on it, and the banana, like, hits him in the head.
He, like slips on it and, like, slides. Slapstick. He, like, slides on it for a while. God. He does, like, the M. Bison slide.
Oh, my God. Ishimaru would like some good feelings. Same, brother.
Buddy, what's wrong?
Buddy, what's happening? And Satake and Yamoka would like underpants.
Yeah, that's something to unpack there.
They do not specify, but I'm just not going to. Devil Bat says, I'm tired. I won't collect any more data, damn you. As he's just like face down, completely exhausted.
He's down for the count.
Me too.
That was pretty good. I like this this investigation file. These shows that are kind of like, but this one was great.
It was pretty good.
But we head off into chapter 94, open season, as we see Senna, and then off the reflection of his eye shield, we see the Ojo White Knights. It just looks like knights going into battle.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's having war flashbacks.
Oh, poor kid. You're too young for this.
Yeah. No, that's what Momori says.
Oh.
But anyways, it says, while we get the fireworks, we're on the field. Edo TV presents the opening ceremony of the National High School football season. It's time to begin. And you see Monta's like, finally! And says, I'm getting nervous, is what Senna's saying. Like, little Komusubi in the corner, as always. And the next panel, I believe that's Ishimaru saying this. I already forgot what you look like, buddy. So. I'm sorry. Yeah, I see why you need good feelings now.
He's so smooth.
Yeah.
They smoothed my boy out.
He had a shave for the big game.
They took off his, like, jawline.
Yeah, he got no jawline.
Oh, poor dude.
And it says, there's nothing like the pregame feeling. It's like your blood runs cold. And Senna says, huh, I've heard that line before. And good guys like saying it, as I believe that's Hirama saying that.
What did he mean by that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hashtag, what did he mean by that?
Exactly. And Senna getting this a tingling feeling, apparently. It says, but today it's true. My blood is running cold. Or is running cold. Those bold letters there. So the thing is, even if we even lose like once, it's over. This really is our last big game. And we get Susanna coming in. She says, what? Are you too scared already? As she like slaps both of them on the back.
He's like, and, this will help.
And it says, do you think that man gets scared at the opening ceremony? As Monta's trying to look like he's a tough guy. And Susanna says, look at your legs. You see that they're obviously shaking.
It's so funny. It's these poor little kids.
Yeah. And Kirita's like, right, everybody tried their best. As long as the gods are watching over us, as his whole body is shaking. And everyone's like, the Habras are looking at him. And then he looks like he's unrolling a fortune that he got this morning. He says, this morning I went and got a fortune from our temple. And he opens it and says, it said extremely bad luck. And Dobu Roku's like, what'd you do that for? And Kirama just shoots it away, because that's how it works. You shoot the bad luck away. And we cut to the locker room. It says, during this morning's opening ceremony, please turn off all cell phones. And you see, as they're getting ready, I don't know why I thought that was a pack of cigarettes that Taki had, but I'm pretty sure it's a pack of gum. I like how Monta is putting on his gear, and it looks like it doesn't fit him for some reason.
I like to think that, like, I know that it's, like, you know, they're turning off their cell phones, but it's like, please turn off all cell phones, and Taki's just sitting there texting. Just chilling.
He's the one that doesn't put the phone on vibrate at the movies.
It's like, hey.
Or he's texting and he has the brightness all the way up.
I felt bad. I turned my phone off because it happened near the beginning of the movie the other day, but I'm like, I'm putting my phone on do not disturb mode. There's only one person that could text me that would make any noise, and then that one person texts me. I was like, nope, shut up. Nope, we're turning this off now. Just go away. Work, do not interact.
Yeah. I normally don't answer work calls.
God, no.
I try not to. But, yeah, they're in the locker room, you know, getting ready for the first game, and then Yukibitsu pipes in. Then, in the afternoon, Damon moves to field number 2 to play Amino. As we see some people briskly walking in trench coats. They're Batman villains. Generic Batman villains, but Senna is like, what the? Is the hospital director doing his rounds? Is what there's, and we get a very from the Munakata.
It's so like he's so obnoxiously over the top, like it's really good.
It is, and he's just like just comes in with his arm out and kind of like knocks Senna over. And he introduces himself. I'm Munakata of the Amino Cyborgs. Good luck in today's game, as he's basically shaking Kirito like up and down.
He's like a bouncy ball.
Yeah, and he's like, same to you. And for some reason, it takes off his coat. Oh, now he's taking off his shirt.
It's just like, why are you stripping here? Stop.
Straight up just said, whatever, this is where I'm going to strip. And we get the glisten sound effect, as like I said, this guy oiled himself up before the game. And there's another guy who has no shirt either. And they're like, whoa. And Hirama says, this isn't a bodybuilding championship. And continue. And my Billy has Montes says, their muscles totally look artificial. And Monokata continues, ha ha ha, I'm glad they're artificial. At Amino, there's no higher praise. The body is science. You could say that all of our muscles are artificially created. Look, I've seen how Rocky IV ends, and nothing beats training on the mountains.
No, nothing beats training on the mountains or, like, eating 20 eggs.
And we see somebody chopping on some pills. Oh, God. It says, what are they taking? They're doping, damn it. This is doping.
Oh, no. No, I'm just taking a lot of B12.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Okay. Here, piss in this cup.
But, yeah, they're taking, like... This guy is taking like a handful of pills, like not like one. He's like just munching on them, and then apparently the pill box or the pill jar falls, and then you see Cerberus eating it, and then he gets all super swole.
Yes, like, good. We love it. We love it, folks.
Yeah, if you thought Cerberus was scary before, but Zenek pipes in. Ah, what kind of pills are they? They're go pills, damn it. And then you see the nurse with a needle. And continues, yikes, this is beyond crazy. And then it turns out that it's actually just a retractable pen that looks like a needle. I thought he really was, like, at first I thought that she was really going to actually just pump him full of steroids.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay, just obviously dope in front of people. That's going to work real well. I was like, these guys are already disqualified. But the Munakata pipes in again. He says, first it was basketball, then soccer. Next, we'll devastate the world of football. And then, Amino will be renowned for their sports medicine. Looks like Damon doesn't even have a trainer. And Montez, like, with his finger. He's like, we've got one now. The renowned trainer, Doboroku Sakaki. And they're like, Doboroku? That's right, from Sengoku University. He's one of the Swords of Japan. And Senna's like, he really is famous. He's like, see, I told you I wasn't lying, kid. And continues, I don't know the details, but when you were at Sengoku University, wasn't your unscientific training the downfall of your team, of you and your team? And he's like, oh. Looks like he's about to take a swig of his bottle again. And he continues.
Please, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Yes. The man's in servitude right now.
He is not being paid for this.
Yeah. He gets paid in alcohol, I guess.
Oh, gosh.
But,
Where are you getting your supply?
Yeah, buddy, what are you doing? But we continue on with Munakata saying, you push the other students with an antiquated Spartan regiment. Do you intend to make the same mistake again? And we hear a no from Senna. He says, he didn't push us. We all want to win. We each decided to take part on our own. And everyone else is like, right. Hey, you, do you think we're at his beck and call? And Munakata just basically ignoring Monta and Kuroki, I believe.
Yeah, Kuroki.
Okay. Look, there's like a 33% chance that I'll get it right. So.
And Jumanji's easily recognizable, so it's like a 50% chance.
Okay. One of them likes manga, that's all I know. But anyways, Munakata basically just turns around and goes, so that's Ice Shield. And they're like, are you ignoring us? I was like, yep, he did not hear you say anything at all.
He didn't hear a damn thing.
And Munakata has a scouter on, and he's getting his power level. He's like, this Ice Shield character has a base power level of 5. He'll be no problem.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a great setup for... What? It's over 9,000!
scatter blows up in his face. God, I miss those scanners, man. They don't last too long in the series. But anyways,
no,
they were so good. And then Toriyama's like, forget power skill numbers. None of it makes sense.
Everyone's just going to keep getting stronger. Who cares?
Yeah. I was like, I didn't pigeonhole myself here. But anyways, continue on. Murikata says, your moves are completely transparent when we apply Amino's sports medicine. It says, football combines scholarship and sportsmanship. Low academic achievers don't belong in it. And it's obviously the Hobb brothers that are offended by this notion.
And says, they're all so pissed.
Yeah. Look, it's not a good idea to make them mad. Pyramid guy learned that. The hard way. I forget his name. But anyways, it's like, we'll show you that it's a rational sport. Not one you can win with grit and spirit. Look, man, if you want rational sport, just get mad in 2022. this is NFL Blitz we're playing.
Yeah, right.
But anyways, Hobb brothers are, now they're inspired. This is, we're going to crush those guys. And it says, wow, we can count on them now. And we're out on the field. Everyone looks like they're doing their little intros. It says, the fall season begins at last. Each team will be led onto the field by their manager. First up is one of the favorites. Storming into the season, it's Amino. And it says, oh my goodness. I know it starts with a K.
Kumabukuro.
I know. I was trying to figure out how many vowels that were in that. Trying to remember the syllables or whatever. And Kumabukuro says, their habit of dominating a different sport each year leaves me cold. And I know his name is Machine Gun Sonoda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that right. He says, it's weird how far they go into the training. But that wasn't him saying. That was still Kumabukuro saying that, apparently. And it says, next, another strong team. The legendary Hashiratani Deer. And a very cultural appropriated mascot there.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
They could change their name to the Hashitani. What was the Washington Redskins?
Oh, the Commanders?
No, before they were the Commanders, a placeholder name, insert football team name
here. Hashiratani football team.
Yeah.
Honestly, they should have just stayed the football team. It was so much cooler.
I wish I would have got a jersey that said Washington football team.
Also, the Commanders just sounds like you've started up a career in Madden and there's an expansion team. They're going to be the San Diego or friggin' I'm picking names that actually got teams. Never mind. It's the Commanders, the Renegades.
It sounds very feasible that it would be an extension. Oh my god.
Yeah. It's it's just fake enough to be know that it's fake, but be this could be a name, I guess.
It's so good. But anyways, we do get a very varied cast of characters there. And it says their steadiness is outstanding. They won't have any competition until the third round or so. So next, here they are, the hot favorite. The Cebu Wild Gunmen.
Yeah. You see our
favorite cast of characters. It says they've become quite a team, and they've continued to improve since the spring. They'll be untouchable. And next is the Damon Devil Bats. They're Mr. Kumabukuro's favorite. Yes, without a kicker, it's hard to call them a powerhouse, but their explosive offense is fantastic, as Hirama, guns blazing.
It's and, where's their manager? Right there.
Yeah.
He's just blasting away.
He's the one with the big guns. I like how in the very far or the background you see a very ashamed Momori with her hand over her face.
I know.
She's like, oh god, this is embarrassing. Why did I sign up to this? I don't even get paid for this position. She's not even on the official roster as manager either.
No.
It's still Seta, so it's just she's doing this for passion. But anyways, it says, where's Sakurapa? And it's fucking Miracle Itu in disguise with the sundress and hat.
And an incredibly poofy dress.
It's so fucking good. What is he dressing in the Victorian era? And it's just a modern football game.
it's so
And he's in a goofy. Fucking crowd.
It's so goofy that I can't even, I couldn't find a way to be offended at it. If I was a person in the stands, I'd be all right, man. This is clearly a disguise. Like, you're wearing a suit, a dress from the 1930s from, like, England.
They added the hat is, like, so, like, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm pulling down my hat.
Like, it's so stupid. Like, you're in a crowd. No, you know, Sakuraba is not going to be able to point you out in a crowd. But no, he had to put on his disguise normally.
Well, maybe with his, like, shiny-ass tooth.
Yeah, he could probably, like, it's like a beacon. It's like an SOS beacon. But anyways, oh, that's such a good, this is so stupid, but it's so funny. But anyways, Miracle Ito continues, I'm sure he'll be here. You can't escape from me, Sakuraba. That's why they call me Miracle Itsu. Do you know, you think I'd throw away the golden egg? And it's the Ojo White Knights walking in and said, I'm to like, hey, there they are. It's Ojo. And the little kid's like, but where's Sakuraba? Hey, over there. Number 18. Eek, it's Sakuraba.
I love how both of Sakuraba's different fan clubs are, like, intermingled now.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. They're all, like, together, like, a special part of, like, the, like, reserved seats.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and everyone's in shock because Sakuraba shaved his head and grew a goatee.
Looking great.
He aged, like, 5 years.
He really did. Like, and his, like, his eyebrows are, like, stronger now.
Yeah, he does not look... He is not my Carl's Jr. boy anymore.
Oh, my God. This is so dramatic. I love it.
He's my, I can't think of another mascot to compare him to.
I'm trying to think of, like, what's a place that's fast food, but, like, tries to make itself seem like it's not... Like, it's, like, a real, like, sit-down.
I can't really think of anything. That's what I was trying to think. I was like, he's a sit down restaurant type of guy.
What's the mature fast food restaurant?
Cheddar's.
Yeah, he's any like fast casual like dining, but like
yeah, he upgraded from franchise fast food to franchise restaurant.
Yeah. He's Red Lobster guy now.
I was going to call him Applebee's, but I think he's a little bit too mature for that.
He's the pinnacle. He's the guy that, like, the most expensive date he can take you on is Red Lobster, where it's kind of like...
I figured it out.
I mean, like, it's good. Like, I'm not going to complain going to Red Lobster.
It's Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah. It's like Red Lobster, Outback, something like that, where you're just kind of like, I'm not going to complain. It's still good.
All right, this is perfect. Really? This is perfect engagement time for our audience. Please tell us what fast food or fast casual restaurant Sakuraba is now.
Yes. We need the Sakuraba forecast.
But yeah, he looks like he aged 5 years. It's a good look on him. And I remember in the anime reveal, it was pretty like dramatic, like impactful. It was crazy.
It was, yeah.
Because I was not expecting that. But everyone's shocked. Miracle Ito broke his glasses. Fangirls dropped their Sakuraba CD, which I still wish they would have made like a little OST for, because I would love to hear him like singing stuff. It'd be so funny. Like, what?
It's the Sakura Prince.
It does say Sakura Prince.
And it cracks as it hits the ground. That is fucking hilarious.
The visuals in this are amazing.
Oh my God, I know.
And yep, all the fan or majority of the fans are frothing at the mouth, about to fall back. And one of the kids is like, did he turn into a juvenile delinquent? And it was like, does a beard equal juvenile delinquent? Kinda.
In manga world, yeah. Actually, yeah.
And we see Sakuraba lift up his arm, and then we get a closer shot, and it says, make it to the Christmas Bowl. And the kids are happy, and they're like, Sakuraba, victory, woo, hitting the little boomsticks. And then we get the main guy for the event. He says, hello, everyone. Everyone here is striving for something. That something would be victory. Tree, tree. Should be an echo.
Sunday.
But from among you all, only one team, will go to the Christmas Bowl. Okay, this joke's getting old. And he says, I mean to say this truthfully without... fear of being misunderstood in football. We are not looking for sportsmen from you. No award is given to the loser for having fighting spirit. In this world, the winner receives all the glory. You have but one objective, and that is to win. And, oh look, it's Bondo Spiders guy.
Oh, Kotaro.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
And Munakata has such a shiny forehead.
It's like incredibly shiny.
It looks like he looks like he just learned how to smile like an hour before the show. This just does not look genuine. It looks creepy. Shin, he's smiling because it's a straight line and not like a frown. So
that's that's true. That's
it's fair. Like that one Batman. I can't call them OVAs because it's not Japanese, but you know how they have these little animated cartoon movies.
Yeah,
that are not like actual episodes, but they're like they're not films either. But we can't. Anyways, yeah, there's one where Batman like smiles and it's just him having like a straight mouth.
Good, very good.
And I was like, that's what Shin is. He's like frowning, but when you know he's happy, he just kind of just has a straight line. And a serious center. And we see them all lined up, and it says, and now, the National High School Football Championship will begin. And that is the end of the chapter.
It is so funny how, like, you have half the team on Ojo, like, and then a couple other, like, players on other teams are a little detailed, and then just like all of the Devil Bats are detailed, and everyone else is just silhouettes. We have not.
Well, I mean, also Ojo
yet.
And Amino have like they have like backups for days.
I know, it's insane. And Damon like, has like 11 people.
There's like there's no way there's that many on like Amino's football team. Like they have like fourth string. Like how long are they expecting?
Yeah,
like,
good game? God.
A little bit exaggerated. Like even for Ojo, like they got so many people in their rows. Like. The only one that seems like plausible for like third string and stuff would be like the Deers. But like, I don't understand. I don't. But anyways, that's the end of the chapter. And it's another investigation file, number 26. It says, just how ferocious is Cerberus? And it says, I really like Cerberus, but how strong is he? Please investigate. And it's from TJ from Saga Prefecture. And we get these arrows indicating strong and weak, which is, you know, the right side is strong, the left side is weak. And I'm going to start from the weak side, and we'll just work up to the strong side. And from the very bottom on the weak side, it's a water flea. And then we get the beetle. A boring guy is apparently weaker than a rabbit in this situation.
Yeah, now, I want to know how strong a normal guy is. I guess exactly. Stronger than the dog.
Apparently. And the average dog is... just a little bit below the middle, a little bit above average, is a lion. Godzilla is, like, pretty strong, and then Cerberus is apparently stronger than Godzilla.
Yes. Honestly, the power scaling checks out.
I like how it says monster, but we know it's Godzilla. All they did was add, like, a little horn on his nose. There's, like, just enough so that, like, it's not copyright infringement.
Yeah, no, obviously not.
It's so good. And then it's... you know, little devil bat's just like about this strong.
Like, thank you for the very informative graph.
Yes.
All right. We hop right into chapter 95 after the break. And we're back for real this time. Hop back in to chapter 95, which is titled Damon's Worst Day. And we see an unnamed source. Talking at Senna as Senna turns around. Here he is, the much talked about football player, iShield 21. And we see that it's Reporter Girl, who, you know, didn't give a shit about iShield. He didn't, when I wasn't popping, you didn't give a shit about me. Like, oh, now
also
it's
also not the intentional Reporter Girl.
Yeah, right. She says, let's check on Damon's morale. Right after the opening ceremony. Taki turns around, notices this, and flies in with his leg up. Screams, ahaha, you must be here to film me. And she says, who's he? And Senna's like shocked and appalled at what could possibly be happening. She says, today in the first round of the Tokyo tournament, the only games are four matches of the lowest ranked teams. Damon is now moving to Field 2 for their showdown against Amino High, as we get a shot of all, like, the team buses and things of that nature. And, Sanada is out on the prowl. He's looking around, saying, if we want to see today's big game, Damon versus Amino, we'll have to say goodbye to the gallery and mingle with the masses. And, Kumabukuro's like, Sanada, even now, you're commentating. It's like, yes. Yes, he is. And we see a bunch of people getting on the bus to ferry over to the stadium. And Kurita says, "Wow, it's so crowded." Yukimichi says, "It's not far enough to take the bus." Mata says, "In that case, let's just go. It's better if we warm up by running there." And we see all the Amino players are on the bus looking at them running. And one of them says, "Munakata, even though it's right before the game, the Damon guys are running." Munakata laughs. "Ah, clinging to old ways will be their downfall." And this random guy says, "Same. Even with the same 30 minutes of training, it's different for us, the elite, and those idiots. The rate of efficiency is totally different. Amino sports medicine is the best. This is me just a year and a half ago. And this is how much stronger it's made me. I was a wimp, like, now I'm a muscle-bound freak. It's nerd to CEO. It's all the memes."
Exactly.
Before anchor arms. Anyway. And he who happens to be Suguru Aoyami, Aoyanagi, I can speak, pushes up his glasses and says, "Long live the Amino Empire." It's like, all right, buddy.
It's like working out, give him like an extra foot and like a 60-inch chest.
It's just, yeah, exactly. Mamori and Susanna are running. Mamori says, "Did Senna leave already?" Susanna says, "I think he's with my brother." Senna's like, "Ah, we got caught by the TV guys and now we're late." And Senna goes, "Huh, which bus?" And Taki just jumps into a random vehicle and says, it's this one.
I love the sparkles in the back.
And Senna says, "I'm glad you knew, Taki." And he goes, "Ahaha, I'm always 100% right." And we notice as the bus takes off that Taki is not right. And this bus is going to Nagano, which is like, I think, the opposite direction. Maybe. We'll see. We turn the page and Senna is chilling on the bus, presumably eating some Pocky as we get our chapter title once again. And he looks like nervous. Like, he kind of can tell. He's like, "Ah, shit. I think we fucked up. Whoopsie doodles."
He's coping by eating some Pocky.
Yeah, he's like, "This will help. This will help me so bad." Says, "What are they doing, those damn pipsqueaks?" And we find out it's Hirama. He's screaming and yelling, and Cerberus is trying to calm him down. And he says,
Hirama's like, "No, no pets now.
Not right now. No pets. Not now." As Monta says, "The stragglers are Senna and Taki." Mamori says, "An eye shield." And everyone's looking around at the camera like,
This is their Jim Halpert face.
Yeah, doing their best Jim Halpert. Just stare at the camera like... Mamori says, "I can't get through to his cell." And poor Yukimitsu's just like thinking back to when he was like, "Everyone should turn their phones off for the opening ceremony."
Whoops.
He's like, "Oh, I fucked up." Kurita says, "I knew it. That fortune was right." As I skip two pages, hold on. And Dobroku says, as the plane flies overhead, says, "The game is about to start." And we see the bus, and it's going into the countryside. As Senna's staring out the window. Taki says, "This is definitely strange." Or no, Senna says, "This is definitely strange. In the brochure, it wasn't this far, I'm sure." Taki says, "Don't worry, there's no way I'm wrong." As a nice, lovely tour guide comes out and says, "Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Shuhei Tour of Nagano." And they both scream, "What?" They jump off the bus, presumably, and they get their phones out. Senna, who is, like, changing into his uniform, says, "I'm really sorry. We'll be there as soon as we can." And presumably on the other end of the line is Hirama, who says, "I sent the Zokugaku punks to come get you."
Did you see what Taki's doing, though, in the back of that panel?
Yeah, he's trying to hawk a ride.
He's got his leg. He's got the sexy lady, like,
yeah, gag. Oh, my God. Also, I love how, Ryu is on his motorcycle and just is like, vroom, and it just looks like a little gremlin man.
It's good.
Like, I'm coming to get you. And Hirama,
like, Hirama doesn't need Uber. He just calls him Gaku. No.
He's got his own Uber. He slams the phone down. He says, well, they won't make it before the game starts. And everyone's shocked, saying, what? Hirama says, there's no reason to let them know he's not there. And he makes up, like, a fake bench warmer
it's
dummy.
It's so good.
To sit on the side. Yeah, it's so good.
It's to keep the crows away from the bench.
Yeah, exactly. Kurita says, oh no, what do we do against Amino? Hirama says, no fear, damn fatty, we've got offensive plays that don't use eye shield. It's not like we always had a full team. There were times when we needed to rest on the bench to conserve his energy, or it's possible that he's out with an injury. Would you make a losing decision in that moment? That's not how we're going to win the tournament. And everything Hirama's saying is right, and Kurita says, yep, you're right. And all of a sudden, all that goodwill of Hirama's speech is destroyed as they look over to the other side and they see Amino's cheerleading squad going crazy. Okay, everybody, let's root for the Amino cyborgs. It's a bunch of cheerleaders dancing around. These are literally like
2000s Street Fighter versus Capcom like background characters.
Oh my god, just, I know.
That's what they look like. Good.
They're like smack sticks or like friggin' like needles and syringes. It's good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't even notice that before.
Yukimitsu says they're all fired up, and Monta turns around and says, "We're counting on you, Damon." And everyone in the crowd's like, "I've never been to a football game before. What is this?" Our nerd CEO. Suguru says, there's no contest, is there? And, oh, fuck, what's the big guy's name again?
Munakata.
I'm just going to remember Manakoti.
That's Munakata. How I remember it, to be honest, is Manakoti, and I remember that's not right.
God, yeah.
You switch a couple syllables around, and then it's correct.
Yeah, Suguru and Munakata. Suguru says, there's no contest, is there? As Munakata says, thanks to everyone's cooperation. And before you know it, we hear the tap, tap, tap of some roller skates and explosions in the background. And Suguru and Munakata are just caught off guard completely. And we hear a big yay, yeah, as every single one. Murata has been sitting there just like, I'm in the lab. I'm sketching up anime girls. I'm waiting for my moment to shine. As we just see the new Damon Devil Batch cheerleading squad unveiled. Will we learn any of their names? Maybe. Probably not in the main manga. But we'll learn it probably like in, you know, a post-chapter thing somewhere. But they're here.
It's somewhere in the end of the volume. It has to be.
Yeah. They are here. And Kurita says, where did all the cheerleaders come from? And fucking goddamn it. Hirama just says, drafted from America.
What does that mean, Hirama?
What did he mean by that? As we see all of them just cheering, and Susan says, look, we'll show him. But the captain isn't sexy. This guy, he's just like sitting in the crowd with his like hands to his face, just like, I'm making informed decisions based off, I don't know shit about these people, but I'm just gonna, fucking jackass.
Yeah.
Susanna returns it in favor and just throws her pom-pom at him. Screams, shut up over there! Anyway, Amino, Damon, the crowds are going wild. Shin, Sakuraba, Takami are just like nothing. Blank stares.
Sakuraba looks more shocked. Or not shocked, but like... I don't know what's going on. And then,
shocked would be a good way to put it, though. He's just like,
And, oh my god, Odawara is just like, I don't know what is going on, but I will pretend I know.
I'm scared.
Shin's like, just straight faced.
Oh my god. Jumanji says, now's our chance, before Eye Shield gets here. We have a chance to prove how strong we are from all that training. Tagano says, ha, we've really turned into sportsmen. and we get a flashback of them riding on their little old moped, swinging bats like the little delinquents they were, and to the present day where they're all giving each other a big old fist bump. And the announcer says, "We're about to begin the first round of the National High School Football Championships. It's the Damon Devil Bats versus the Omino Cyborgs." Hiram says, "We don't have the whole team together, but that's how it goes. It's just like the fact we don't have a kicker." And Monta, you know, crouches down, fist pumping, says, "Until we're all together, we can't lose." Hiram says, "We're going to the Christmas Bowl. All of us, together. What do we do to the jerks who try to get in the way of that?" And everyone is ready to do their famous shout. Jumanji, Togano, and Kuroki says, "We do whatever it takes." Hirama says, "We kill." And then everyone screams together, "Them all! Yeah!"
As you can see, the chant. As you can see, the key blast, and then they're going to...
Yeah, they're all powering up.
Yeah.
And then we get our two mascots going at it. It says, "Let the game begin. Cyborgs versus Devil Bats."
It's such a good like mascot design for the cyborgs.
It's so good. Now she says, "Will the sports cyborgs be the winner, or will it be iShield's Damon?" And is that Munakata? I guess it is. Yeah, he looks really shiny. Says, "Huh?" And one of them says, "Isn't that Ice Shield on the bench?" Kumabukuro says, "Is he?" Sana just jumps in, "Saving his strength?" Kumabukuro says, "In this match, the line game will be key. If Ice Shield isn't playing, wait, even if he is, the line will have to force open the running lanes. If that happens, there's no way they can win." Right, like in the NASA game, in the end, they were defeated by the difference in their lines. And we show start of a play as Amino's like defensive line is basically just powering up and pushing straight through the line, taking out both Togano and I guess that would be Jumanji? I guess so.
I think it is, yeah.
And Kurita looks just heartbroken. He looks dead. And he thinks about if Hirama saying, "If we lose, that's it. It's all over." And the rustling of that extremely bad luck ticket hits the ground. And that's the end of our chapter. Stunning stuff. We get the Ice Shield 21 Survey Corner. Investigation files number 27 and 28. AN from Tokyo asks, "At what age did Hiruma become interested in weapons? I'd like to know because I'd also like to own some." And here, the Devil Bat just says, "Don't do it! Don't do it!" Anyway, this seems a little more in-depth. From KY from the Aichi Prefecture, "Dobaroku Sensei is pretty bald. Has he tried using any hair growth products?" Devil Bat says, "This female caller even drew a picture of his bald head. Is that really what you want to know? Or did you just want us to print your letter? You can't fool this Devil Bat." And Devil Bat has a revelation, says, "Wait, you managed to get your way, damn you."
This was a very SBS type question.
I know. Just, "Oda, can Luffy poop?" Yes.
Oh my gosh. Troves of information. Just like, "Hey, we get to know more stuff." No, I'm just going to answer troll questions. Anyways, we're off to chapter 96, Hip Thruster. And we start off with a very, like, I don't even know. Like, he's like pleased with himself looking Suguru. And he's like, "Hey, hey, hey, hey." It was like everyone, like the Ice Shield, or not Ice Shield, sorry, the, Haha brother's getting thrown around. And it says, can't pronounce his last name, I'm sorry. Aoyanagi has easily crushed Kuroki's block. They They squelched demons past before it was thrown. Kroger's like, rrr. And I like how unimpressed Komusubi looks in that panel too. It's like he does a little puh. And now they're fighting amongst each other. And he says, "What? You couldn't even hold him on your side." And they're fighting, and they're doing the whole Looney Tunes, like, fighting in a giant dust pit. And we get, I believe it's still Suguro saying, "Hehehe, my muscles are fantastic. I'm no longer a nerdy weakling. I am a CEO with money." He says, "Go to hell, you fools." This is their cyborg bodies are expertly created. Yes, when I interviewed them, they really seemed like machines. And we get Shiny Munakata again. He's like, "Just as we planned. No one can compete with Amino's brawn." And says, "No. No, Munakata. We didn't expect this. We didn't think Demon's Lyman would be this weak." As we see like him like doing like a, I don't know if it's a duck face or just scrunching his face up. And obviously the Haha brothers are like, they're very mad. And Munakata looks like a bobblehead in this panel. And it says, "Haha, that's true." And they're like, "Wow, he really is a machine. Like, does this guy have emotions?" Is what they're saying to themselves. And we go back out to the field. Crowd is cheering. They're getting some woes. We see Double Roku. We see that they're getting squashed again. And it says, "It's no good." What's up?
No, it's just, "Oh no."
Yeah.
They're getting fucking clobbered.
Yeah, they're getting clobbered. It's like, it's no good. I'm going to crush the line again. And Doboruku on the sideline says, "Of course, it's their first game. When they're all worked up, it's no use trying to explain things in words." And then we get hear him with his kicking them. He's like, "You damn lineman, can't you even block for a single second?" And I forgot this special, the Damon Sumo Team special fill-in, Futoshi Omosadaki. He says, "I only came to watch everyone, but I was dragged here all of a sudden. Listen, I can only move around for 30 minutes. He's like Ultraman. He has like a timer. And the Hopper is like, "Who the hell are you?" And he was like, "He's filling in on the line." And honestly, I thought he was an anime only character just because like he seems like it. But we did get introduced to him like early on. And it says, "That's right. Taki's not here. Yukimitsu's too skinny. It'd be dangerous for him to be on the line." And Kuritsu's like, "Oh, Taki, Senna, get here soon." And I really like this perspective shot of the Zengoku chameleon. I forget his name. I don't think that's the Minecraft shirt-wearing guy. But it says, "Sorry to make you come all this way. Thank you." It's like, "But this must be tough for you before the Zengoku game. I know how Hirama can be, but isn't this a lot to ask, even if you're a slave?" And they're saying, "What? I'm no slave. Hirama let us go before summer vacation so that we could train for the fall season. He's number one on my kill list." Says, "What a strange guy. It's like the only thing he honors is football." And then there's like, "Yeah." And then Senna continues on, "Then why did you come get me on your bike?" And he looks, turns back, and he says, "So I could kill you," with his chameleon tongue out. It's good. And he says, "In the game, it would suck if you were eliminated before we played you for something stupid like being late. I mean, whatever helps you sleep at night, buddy."
Yeah, it's just massive amounts of cope.
Yeah. Yeah, it says, "Ha, damn. It's like, it's the Seitan Line Railroad Crossing. It's already closed." And he's like, "Hang on tight." As you see, like, he's about to hit the NOS button. And he crosses over. As we go back to the game, and we get a touchdown from the Cyborgs. And it's Amino Cyborgs 8, Damon Devilbat 0. And we get a comment that says, "Damon's line is helpless against the pride of Amino High School." And the Haw brothers are just getting more mad. They're fuming. And it continues on. "And bodies created by sports medicine." And both Suguro and Munakata, I almost said Manakati by mistake. They're going, "Hey, hey, hey, ha, ha, ha." And then they do it again in the next panel. And it's just like very robotic looking. It's scary. And we get a screech as we see Double Roku bring his car. Is he bringing his vehicle to the field?
We love it.
He's saying, ha. He's like, what's going on? He says, hey, Line, group up. He's like, you've got the right idea, but you're lunging too much. When you push with a big stride, your balance is all over the place. Let your body think back to the death march. Ah, he's helping them train by reliving trauma.
the only way.
The only way to succeed. And he says, did you push the truck with just your arms and long, quick strides? Those are like kind of putting the pieces together. And they get ready for the next set. And it's a set. There we see Suguru still laughing. And it says, keep your stride short and your stance low. And Doberuku continues. It says, then thrust your hips. And this is called the hip thruster. As we see their flat butts on the panel. It says, make your hips explode. Throw your whole body into it. And we see that they're starting to do that. And we see like a parallel image with them pushing the truck. And Suguru laughing like he thinks nothing bad's going to happen. But guess what? He's getting pushed back.
I love it. I love how he just goes from like, yeah, no. He was just like so confident. And then just boom.
Yeah, his confidence was just like, boom, done. And he's like, what? Was that Damon's line that just broke down Amino's wall? And the linemen are all cheering, like, all right. And this is, did you see that, Four Eyes? And Suguru's in the ground, hear his heart going, ba-dump, ba-dump. And Munakata, who has like a really just creepy robotic smile, like I swear, like I told you, he just learned how to smile before this game started. He's like, ha ha ha, you let them get by you, Aoyanagi. And we see that it's starting to happen again. And again, and he's going, what's happening? He's like total freak out mode. He's like, look at these muscles. There's no way the likes of Damon could beat me. I train at the gym twice a week, and I take all those supplements. By such calculations, I should win. How could those heathens beat us, the elite? And it's so funny because we see the Hall brothers approach him. It says, Mr. Elite, we may not be the smartest, but that's an amazing collapse for a team that has grown into a test tube like Amino. He's like, do you think you can handle that idiot Doboroku's outdated Spartan regimen and walk for 40 days while pushing a truck? And we get like very impactful eyes, and Suguru's still on the ground. Doboroku's like pleased with himself. Like, he's like, those are my boys. And then we get Kurita knocking one down, and he's got his eyes bulging out of his glasses. Oh, God.
Kurita, no!
And I like how you can slowly tell, like, we'll get to it here, but he says, ha ha ha, why are you fooling around? Shouldn't we be making the Amino name known for its sports medicine? As he keeps seeing, this is Munakata, keeps seeing the players getting knocked back. He's like, you meant to do that, right? And then we see that Monta caught a touchdown, and his smile turns into a straight face. And then he says, hey, that was an emotion. As we see that they broke Munakata. Munakata's broken.
He just looks, yeah, he's done.
Some gears aren't turning in there anymore. And they're all celebrating. They're like, all right.
Incredible.
Yeah, this is the end of the chapter. It didn't feel very ending. But yeah, they're like, all right. And at the end of this chapter, we get deluxe biographies of the supporting cast. And it says, the director of the football league. He's a pretty hot-blooded fellow, even in winter. Whatever room he's in, it doesn't need heating. His book, My Struggle, The Battle of Football, was published by Sports Magazine Ltd. I want to read it.
He's so good.
Yeah. I must know his past. But the next character is Futoshi Omosadaki. And he's over there just laying like on the floor eating chips. He says he's so incredibly lazy that he hates activity of any kind, which is how his body got to be this way. He even hates to open his eyes, which is why he looks this way. Lately, he hates even his own heartbeats. Of course, eating the only thing he doesn't hate to do. Oh no, buddy. You need some help there. That's just, that's not good. And we get Damon's principal. And this is, one day, Hirama said to him, I've got some photos of you. You know how Hirama is. And this stupid man incriminates Anil by answering, are you talking about my affair? What do you want to know?
He walked out of the trap. I would love to hear him was like, no, I caught you, like, eating a sandwich in, like, the like, eating, like, your assistant principal's lunch.
He caught him eating. He caught him eating a sandwich that was lying right on top of the trash. Like, with George eating the little, like, the eclair.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, but... Actually, no, never mind. These are pictures from your affair. Tell me some more.
Yeah. He just, like, rips them up and, like, gets his notebook out.
All right. Let's hop real quick into last chapter of the volume, chapter 97. Titled The Thousandth Player. Now, as we get a shot of Senna riding on the back of Ryu's motorcycle... Are they, like, on top of... No, they're just on top of cars, right? Or on top of the train tracks?
God, I thought they were going to get on top of the train or something.
God. They're just, like, bouncing around on top of cars and on top of train tracks. As Ryu's screaming, die! And all these people are like, my car, you dented it. How dare you? And he says, ha! Which would you prefer, not making to the game or dying? And Senna says, what? Those are my choices.
I mean, technically, Hirama would kill him, too, as well, so...
Hirama would kill him. As we turn the page, we actually get the special second serialization anniversary. iShield 21, 10 matchups. Oh, hell yeah, these are so good. So, our matchups from left to right is the Fashion Showdown of Taki versus Kotaro. Who's the coolest? The Bitter End Showdown of Yukimitsu versus Sakuraba. Who would win for effort? holy shit, these are so good. The good guy showdown of Ishimaru versus Unsui. And it says, who's the nicest? Who's nicest with it? The monkey showdown, Manta versus a monkey. It just says, who's the monkey? Manta says, what kind of showdown is this?
They did my boy dirty.
They did my boy incredibly dirty.
Oh, that's so good.
The old man face showdown of Musashi versus the kid. Who's got that sulky charm?
They didn't add the deer guy yet.
No, not yet. Or, he hasn't been properly introduced.
He looks a lot like, goodness. Kirio, he looks a lot like Kirio-sama from the Yakuza games.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We get the mascot showdown of Cerberus versus the devil bat. Who would you choose for a pet?
Neither.
Neither. Absolutely neither of them. God, no. The Powerful Brothers Showdown. Kurita versus Otowara. Kind-hearted, tolerant, and strong. Kurita, or slightly vulgar, blow all your cares away, Otowara. Who would you want for a mentor? I would want both of them, actually.
Yeah.
Then we get the Heroin Showdown.
At least you're guaranteed snacks with Kurita.
Yeah, that's true, and less things will get farted on.
Yeah.
We get the Heroin Showdown of Mamori versus Susanna. Who would you choose? For what? Be more specific. Hey, what are you trying to imply? Get out of here. Officer. Seize this man. I don't know. The Evil Showdown. Hirama versus Agon. And it says, Hirama, who lords over all with his evil tricks, or Agon, the near-genius athlete who obliterated the entire Zokugaku team on his own. And then lastly, the Ace Showdown of Shin versus Senna. Senna, who ran the Death March, or Shin, who completed his training on Mount Fuji. Now, who will win?
I mean, Shin did just straight up kill a boar with his bare hands.
Yeah, and then ate him. I'm kind of going Shin right now. Sorry.
As far as evil, you have to kind of define evil because Agon is just pure evil.
Yeah, Agon's like terrible.
Agon is like the Tsukasa bad ending.
Oh no, you're pretty right about that one. Yeah, no, these are all good, and I guess we'll see. It says on the bottom of the second page, you'll have to wait for volume 12 for the exciting results. Wow, we'll get that next month.
Yes. Crazy. Also, the way this chapter ended and like the way they did those matchups made it feel like it was like a end of volume kind of.
I know.
I thought it was crazy. The end of the volume already. I was like, wait, what do you mean 2 pages in chapter 97?
All right, back to the chapter. The crowd's screaming, Daemon, Daemon, Daemon. Susanna is goading them on, saying, hey, I can't hear you. As the line, Kurita and the Ha brothers are just dominating Amino now. The announcer screams, Daemon has reversed their previous reputation. Their line is overwhelming. Amino High School can't take it. They've called a timeout. And everyone on the line is just going nuts with Hirama's, you know, they're like surrounding Hirama.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, Munakata's saying, but the data from the spring season. And we hear, idiots!
Yeah, and to, one of them is like, you forgot that they trained on Planet Namek.
Oh, no, we forgot. We forgot they had their training arc. Oh, shit. But we noticed that the idiots is coming from... No, I guess not. I thought it was coming from Hirama. But I can't tell because he's smiling and kicking him. Maybe he's just being nice. Who knows? And Kuroki's like, huh? Saying his classic line. And Manda says, a silent kick. Kurita finishes off his sentence as means he's praising you. And it's like, yeah, you're goddamn right. Mamori says, Doboroku sensei, I'm so glad you could be our coach.
He's taking a swig.
He's taking a victory swig. Mamori continues, says, it was too much for Hirama on his own. When he gave advice during the game, he'd just kick and scream. And Doboroku says, you're right, it's too much for one person. The Devil Bats isn't just two or three people anymore. He can probably start leaning on his team. And Mamori, please give him lots of support as his girlfriend. She says, right, and then proceeds to snap her pencil in her book. She says, I work hard because I'm the manager. Doboroku says, huh? I just assumed you were. And Susanna just pops up. She can tell some shit is stirring. The pot is stirring. And it's just like, hey, what are you talking about? Sounds interesting. Yeah, yeah.
She didn't say no, though. She said right.
Yeah, she didn't say no. We're back on the field as the line is holding off for Manta to run downfield. As, what the fuck is this guy? Number 48 is running with...
It's a weird Manta. Run cycle.
Yeah, we get some background, the flashback of him in like in the lab, literally in the lab. And he says, I'm using motion capture to create the perfect running form.
No, they just suckered you into making the next EA game.
Yeah, yeah, this dude's looking like he's from Madden 03. Has so many polygons, my guy. Says, you'll never beat my speed. Amino Cyborg. Kadoguchi, cornerback, 40-yard dash, 4.8 seconds. And Manta says, you sure talk a lot while you're running. And Manta hits him with a cut to the right. And cornerback goes, whoa. Manta says, on the death march, I ran the passing routes till I thought I'd die. And Hirama rewards this as he slings one. Now to scream out, a strong pass from Hirama. Manta says, whoa, look at that. Cornerback says, it's too far. It won't make it. I won't make it, even with my legs. Beep boop. I am a robot. But Manta sprints. He takes a couple more good steps. He's looking like he's exhausting himself. As the cornerback says, no way. He can't. I don't believe it. Beep boop. And Manta extends himself, jumps forward, and he makes the catch. He doesn't even roll into it, too. He just kind of, like, stops.
Yeah, he actually just lands it. He doesn't roll into it like he does.
Yeah,
roll
no one's touched him, so I'm sure he's going to keep going. And, but the announcer screams out, he caught it! And, Shogun is up there in the crowd with the rest of the Ojo team and says, just thinking that you might lose can set you on the road to defeat. As we see a flashback to when Manta was in the death march. It's great. Manta thinks to himself, I can go a little further. While Senna's not here, I've got to be the one to run. And he starts to take off, and all of a sudden, Munakata is right in front of him. We get a showdown of Manta versus Munakata. Munakata smiles. And with a little swish, he moves over, and Monta's trying to blow right past him. But it is all no avail. As Munakata tackles him, and the ball flies out of bounds. And actually hits the balloon Ice Shield 21 and pops him. And he just explodes. Rest in peace, my boy.
This is so good. His head pops off.
Oh, no. Monta actually kind of like hurt his arm a little bit in that motion. He's thinking like, ouch. And Munakata laughs with a ha 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 ha. That's right. Without Eye Shield, if we can stop that monkey boy, Damon's offensive power will be cut in half. And Monta's like, monkey boy! You're getting held back. It's like, buddy, you lean into the bit so hard!
I know.
And he says... Munakata's like, that was rude. So you said you're Raimon. From now on, we'll mark you with a bunch of guys. When you catch the ball, we'll tackle you hard. And Dilbaroku says what everyone's thinking. This sucks. Their backs are too big. Monta doesn't stand a chance against those cyborgs. And Munakata and Suguru are just taunting him at this point. How many times will you drop the ball for the end of the game? As they're all just kind of like lording over him. And Monta's getting a little bit, maybe not flustered, but just like scared. Meanwhile, Senna is still being rushed into the stadium, hopefully, by Ryu. The announcers scream out, Ishimaru broke through the center. He's one-on-one with Munakata. Munakata, who's going after Ishimaru, thinks, it's a simple trick, one that comes naturally to Shin and Panther. I just veer off the axis to guide this guy's direction. I give the runner a moment to stop and turn. And we see this is happening as Ishimaru starts to skid a little bit and go to his right. And Munakata says, then all I have to do is catch him. So basically what he's doing is the same version of like when you're playing basketball, when you let your, when you're the primary defender on someone mm-hmm. and you let them kind of get like one step ahead of you because you're going to like try and go for a block or try and contest them head on instead of like just trying to like stop them. You know, it's like, it's kind of like it's a gamble, but Munakata is probably thinking, I'm so fucking huge and ginormous that, like, I can do it.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, they can't stop me. Yeah, and he's not wrong, because he just turns around and he tackles Ishimaru. And the ball looks like it got out, actually, but we'll see. And we hear, whoa, he got Ishimaru, too! Now Hirama's starting to get a little bit perturbed. And some onlooker says it was looking good until now. All of a sudden, it's a stalemate. As we see, the cyborgs and the devil bats are tied 8-8. Which means they both went for two-point conversions. Because devil bats scored first. And then Amino is probably like, if they're going to just go for it, we're just going to go for it too.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have a kicker either. Who knows?
Where's there? We got to find a kicker arc coming.
Yeah, right.
Also, you got to find
the
most
chiseled person in the world.
Yeah, Ishimaru's dead.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, Ishimaru is dead. So.
Munakata's a big guy.
Either way, Susuna, almost said Sukuna.
oh, no.
Oh, God.
Everybody in the stadium is dead.
She screams, go for it, Damon, and almost like she's calling out like a, like, EK, like calling for like a, you know, the Masked Rider to show up, fucking Ryu, flies in on his motorcycle, does the Akira like turn, shoots Senna off the back. Senna is damn near 30 feet in the air. Poor kid. As he's flying over everyone's head, everyone in the crowd goes, is that... And then all the devil bats go, could it be? And Hirama knows exactly what the fuck going on. He says, here comes the 1,000th player. And with a big thwom, Senna, like, hits the fucking ground like he's doing like a Spider-Man pose or some shit.
It's crazy.
It's so good. And he looks up, the crowd erupts with a big giant yeah as we hear Aish, Aish, which, I mean, we haven't heard that in a couple
of volumes. I thought they got rid of that. I thought that was a one-off.
It's just funny that, like, yeah, no, it's like we said, it probably sounds way better in, like, the Japanese version as, like a shortening, like, how it would, like, get written out, but, like, yeah, in English, it's just a little clunky.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Monta's like, whoa, amazing, awesome. Susan is going nuts, and Doburoku says with the straightest face possible, that was some entrance. And it's like, you're not wrong. And that is the end of volume 11. As we turn the page.
Oh shit. These are pogs.
Yeah, these are pogs. We get investigation file number 29. And remember how Devil Bat was just like, I'm not going to find you out any more information? yeah, anyway. SK from the Chiba Prefecture stays. Find out the name of each team's mascot. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, man. All right. We got time. I'm going from the second page top down. All right. The Giants is named Nobai. The 99ers is 99er. The Mariners is Sailor Man.
I love it.
I love him. I love our Popeye with, like, no eyes. The Ojo White Knights is named White Knight.
Oh, no, he's defending women.
Oh, no. The Senkaku Punks is named Punky.
That's a good one.
The Samurais is just Nobunaga Tokugawa. So... just everyone who's ever keeping track of any time that a manga has referenced Nobunaga, just, like, put another tick mark on your fucking whiteboard. The Genshin Fighters guy is named Uon. I don't get it.
I know you said Genshin Fighters, but I thought you were going to talk about Genshin Impact real
fast. Oh, God. It's again. The Genshiji. It's fucking Freudian slips. Slips everywhere.
I like him, too. He looks like a... oh, Hagar the Horrible.
The Pirates is named Mark Jump. Hmm, interesting.
Shonen Jump's cousin, Mark.
Yeah, right. The Band of Spiders is named Rocker Billy. That's so good.
That's a good one.
Absolutely good. The Occults is named Straw Man. The Matadors is Amigo. The Muscle Bombers is Bomby. And the Butterflies is Hanako. The Grasshoppers is Kirigiru. All right, look. Hey, bug name teams. You're going to have to be a little more creative than that.
Yeah.
Get past me. That's just bug. That's just the name of the bugs.
Yeah.
The Hawks is Hawker. All right. The Machine Guns is Don Paratatatata.
That one's really good.
That one's good. The Eskimos is Iceman because it's just Mega Man Iceman. That's good.
Yeah.
The Lions is Symbaleo. Scorpions is Stinger. The Rockets is Crazy Booster. The Super Eagles is Tondor. Devil Bats is Devil Bat. We know him. We love him. He's on this page twice. The Amino Cyborgs is IQ. Hashiratani Deers is Beanba.
That's a moose. It's not even a deer.
Oh my god. It's a moose. You're right. The Fantasy Monsters is Demon Boy, and the Panthers is Black. Sabuwal Gumren is Sabotena? Hmm?
It's that one Digimon that I can never remember the name.
Yeah. The Cupids is Angel Heart. The Jigaku Priest is Zavaria?
I have no idea, but it's obviously Wolfwood.
Yeah.
The giant ass crossgun.
God. Or it's like any Elden Ring boss. Poseidons is Seaman. The Borders is Chikara. The Yuhi Guts is named Grit. That is good.
Yeah.
A football team that's gritty.
Gritty.
Folks. It's just, you look in his eyes, wait a second, that's a hammer and sickle. Oh, God. Oh, God, that's Gritty's music. The Killers is Assassin. The Chameleons is Bedorin. The Fishers is Sharminosuke, and the Sarks is Zujo.
I like the Wasada Killers because theirs is assassin. Like, come on, just make that a shirt. I support that team.
As we flip the page, we get our preview for Volume 12, Seeing a Ghost, the runner who disappears before your eyes. Now that supreme ability is here. Available now, Volume 12. Sure isn't. I'm sure you can't find it any goddamn... So, well, no. Apparently restocks are happening. So, you know, I did also get a notification on eBay about 2 hours ago that someone else listed Volume 26 for, wow, only $220.
Wow. I wonder if that means there's some Volume 26 volumes being distributed out there.
You know what? I would never do this, but I could see someone doing that, where they were just like, they got wind that it's going to get distributed, and they put it up. They put theirs up, and then as soon as they
trying to see the volume not go down.
They're just Bitcoining their asses.
Yeah, actually, instead of Bitcoin mining, you should be ISO 21 mining.
Yes, you should. I'll go first. This is a really good chat, like, volume, like, in general. Like, it's a really good, like, it's a great coming back to, like, the normal swing of things volume.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, getting the first couple chapters where we kind of see, we haven't seen, like, the fruits of everyone's labor yet, but we see, like, just kind of, like, still seeing everyone growing. Like, even then, like, Yukimitsu is still growing. Sakuraba is still growing. They are not finished products. Obviously, none of them are finished products.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just really good. And then to see this first match, how they were definitely, you know, feeling it at first. But then once they realized, like, oh, wait, use your training, stupids. It's like, oh, we can just dominate these dudes. Hell yeah. Which is all fine and good. But without Senna, not so much. No, this is a very, very good chapter and volume. Why did I say chapter? Super good. Other than that, what I really, really liked is probably just seeing, like, the Ojo stuff. I mean, obviously, like, seeing all the Damon stuff was good. But just, like, every time we get back to seeing Ojo is great. And to see Sakuraba and Takami's conviction just, like, really take hold. After we got to see Shin, like, what, 3 volumes ago?
Yeah.
Like, it's good. It's good. Like, they are definitely a really great, like, secondary team to follow. Obviously, like, they're not what we're here for. I mean, some people might be, but... No, it was just really good. James, what'd you think?
Well, trying to remember what I said from the first part of it anyways. But I did like Sakuraba's reveal. Like, it's pretty impactful.
Oh, it was so good.
Especially, like I said, he aged like 5 years in that. Let's see. The overconfidence of the Amino Cyborgs was good. And then just watching Munakata slowly, like, break his brain was really good. There's not really much I can add to what you said. You really pretty much summed it up, like, really well. Let's see.
Very good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I know every time we say this is good volume. It's good, okay? It's good. Damn it.
It just reminds me. I'll have to put the soundbite in. My buddy Chad had an old video on Tumblr where it was, Chad reviews day-old leftover KFC chicken sandwich. And it was just, like, drawn with MS Paint, and then it just cuts into him eating it. For like 5 seconds, just goes, it's fucking good. What'd you expect?
It's in fact, amazing.
Let me text Chad. I'm going to get that. But every time I think about, every time we like talk about one of these volumes, it just makes me laugh and think about that. Because yeah, it's fucking good. What'd you expect?
I know. There's really not much to say. I mean, you've already pretty much said what I was going to say. So like the only thing I can add is just like I said, like Sakuraba and my nerd to CEO guy. He's just beautiful. I laugh every time I see a skinny little image and then him is like super strong.
He's a muscle bound freak now.
It's amazing. Let's see. The Hobb brothers basically like psyching out Suguru too is pretty good. Cause it's kind of like the total like opposite of like what happened when they fought the Taiyo Sphinx.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, it's true.
They were the one being called douchebags or whatever. bringing the Taiyo Sphinx back. I don't know. Volume good. Volume 11, great. Volume 12 is pretty good, too. I read it like a month ago.
Yeah, I'm probably going to read it tonight because I'm like...
I'll probably have to reread it again. I think I made it to Volume 13 before we started recording for Volume 11. But no, it's good stuff to come, and yeah, really, really good volume. I don't know what else to add, so
yeah,
I can't.
Volume's good.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what else to say.
Folks, volume good.
Yep.
Real quick, I guess a little housekeeping. We will have another episode after this, like relatively soon, like 2 weeks. Well, accelerated because we got like 3 episodes out this month, basically. But yeah, starting April, it will be the normal 2 a month. Like,
sort of. Yes, this month, iShield 21 fans can have a little bit of our read-through as a treat.
As a treat, a little extra. Guests, again, we're actually trying to line up a couple people new and some old returning. They'd be here like for a minute every episode if they're recurring, whatever. That's not a bad idea. Anyway, now I'm just spitballing. Yeah, no. James, where can the good people find you?
You'll find me on Twitter at that one Welder guy. I also host the Kicking Stones podcast, a Dr. Stone manga read-through podcast. Most of the read-through is done part.
Yeah.
We're going to fill in some gaps. Keep posted on that. Follow that at Dr. Stone Pod, as well as the Weeb Jammin' podcast at Jam and Weeb, and yada, 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 a podcast about nothing. A Seinfeld Watch Through podcast with Allison from Five Dumb Weebs, and you can follow that at SignPod. And I think that's it. Also, guest on AMHA Pod. Gotta give Kendra's podcast a shout out.
Yes, yes, yes. Kendra, catch up and we'll have you back on.
Yes.
You can find me on Twitter at Great Big Sword. You can find me here. You can find me on Kicking Stones. You can find me on Good Friends Anime Club. You can find me less frequently, but a good amount of times over on MHA Pod. I think that's about it. So I'm thinking Yaha.
Yaha.
All right. Good night, folks.
Masaka Hiruma-san wazato.
Yeah.
Matasete ne.